when I was a kid on a growing up on a dairy farm, one of the initiation rites as a boy growing up was to learn how to drive the tractor and then to rake hay. Now, for you non-farmers, let me just kind of bring you up to speed on this a little bit. So in the summer, you would mow the hay down, and it was laying flat on the field. And then you would take a tractor with this rake, and it kind of turned the hay over, and it made it into a windrow, kind of like this, on the ground, so the baler could come and pick it up and turn it into bales. So it was a pretty easy job, and it was kind of that initiation job. You can't really mess it up, right? I did. I don't know how it happened, but one day I went out to the field driving the farm all H, hay with a rake behind it, and I started going around the field in the wrong direction. And you know what happens when you do that? That windrow that you're making that's supposed to be this high all of a sudden gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know what else happens at that time? Your dad gets really angry and angry and angry. I knew that day I had lost my place in the hierarchy of the sons. I would never be allowed on a tractor again for the rest of my life. I left the field in tears as my older brother came out and tried to fix the mess I had made. Well, the next day, there was more hay to rake. And to my surprise, Dad just said, "Gary, get on the tractor, take the rake, go out and rake the hay." I learned something that day, two things, actually. I learned what clockwise meant. And I also learned a whole lot about forgiveness. You know, you're making a batch of cookies and you drop the bowl, and Mom, well, she just mixes another batch. You dent the car and you're handed the keys again. Angry words are spoken with your spouse, and yet you find yourself back into each other's arms one more time. You defy your parents' authority, but they still give you a place to call home. You say something that offends your friend, but they still welcome you back and pour a glass of wine. We ignore Jesus, but we're invited back to the table. What Jesus did that morning on the shore of the sea was to send the disciples back out to the field again. He forgave them. The disciples had abandoned Jesus at his crucifixion. They left him. Peter denied that he even knew who he was three different times. Still, Jesus filled their nets with fish. He invited them to breakfast. He welcomed Peter back into a relationship of love. He helped them to know that they were not defined by their mistakes and their failures, and neither are we. We're defined by one thing and one thing alone, and that's by God's love for us. And over again, he fills our empty nets. And over again, we're invited back to the table. And over again, we are asked and welcomed to proclaim the love of God with our lives. And over again, we are forgiven. And over again, we take up our responsibility to be disciples, to give witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the only question that remains for us today was the only question that was set before the disciples that morning. Will you follow him?